Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Hell yes.
You like that, Jordan?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
How'd you pick the first song? What made you pick that one?
Kind of thought about you when I picked this song, Jordan.
The Gaslight Anthem, Get Hurt.
My favorite line. Maybe one of my favorite lines in any song I've ever heard was, what was that? Think I'm going to move to California. Mama, can you say a prayer for me? I heard they don't get so low there. I heard they never bleed. Not like we bleed. Because I came to get hurt. Oh, what a line.
Where's the Gaslight Anthem from?
Oh, Brian Fallon. Where is he from?
Why do I feel like Jersey?
That would make sense. We have the technology. Let's take a look.
Let me tell you, my mom didn't say a prayer for me when I went to California. She was like, don't go. That place is bad. You won't do good.
Oh, nailed it.
Jersey?
Red Bank, New Jersey.
Hey, could somebody like make me their phone-a-friend? I know the most random stuff.
No, that's Jordan.
I literally pulled that out of my bum.
Points, my friend. See, I'm the guy. You can't use me as a phone-a-friend because I'm not going to pick up the phone. I'm very dependable on not being dependable.
Good to know.
Now you know.
Good to know.
Took us 13 shows, but now you know.
Now I know. You won't pick up the phone. See, I had a stand-up joke about that once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it would be that the person that I would call as my phone-a-friend would not pick up. Yeah,
that would be me.
Wow.
You're actually foreshadowing is what you're doing.
Everything comes full circle.
It does.
Good to know.
Jordan.
How you feeling this Friday?
I think we're out of the woods, but I think the stomach's having one last stand.
It always does.
One last go around, because we were doing really good yesterday. Yesterday mm-hmm. I was back close to 100%. This morning, had a couple punches in the gut.
I think this is just
burning the bridge on the way out. I'm hoping, because I've been burning all week, and it's just not very comfortable.
The imagery.
Because I came to get hurt.
Oh, now you have something that you can say that you dedicated that song to. You poor thing. I'm so sorry. I'm glad that you're back.
But hey, thank you for this dirty chai, my friend.
Absolutely.
You always got my back.
I told the people at the Starbucks that I get that from who I was, because they asked what I was doing while I'm there so damn early. Mm-hmm. And now every time I go in, they're just like, it's the buzz! It's great. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. And
you found your spot.
I sure did.
Because I haven't found that early morning coffee/breakfast spot yet.
There's literally like one Starbucks around here.
Yeah. Everything's dark. I think I'm getting used to this now. I'm waking up on my own at like 3:15-ish now.
Ooh.
The dogs are, well, they're not happy about it, but I think they're also getting used to it.
Of course.
But I get so much side eye in the morning.
Of course.
So
yeah.
Much.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. My guys, they're just like me. So they don't do any of this. Like, they moisturize as much as I do. A rollover.
Your dogs?
Yes.
Moisturize? What do you mean?
Oh, their regimen is top notch.
So when you're getting ready in the mirror and like putting face stuff on and like shaving, they're doing the same thing?
Oh, I'll spray some cologne on all the time. Mm. Oh, yeah. My guys are good.
I wore cologne yesterday. I don't know if you noticed, but I did, just because I didn't want to smell weird when Representative Charisse Davids was here.
Hey, we got to impress.
You said you were coming in a tux.
And honestly, there's a lot
of people that would say I'm coming very dressed to the nine, and I wouldn't believe them. But honestly, I was getting ready yesterday morning going, I don't put it past him.
Well, I did the all black.
Yes, you did.
That's what I did.
Yes, you did.
I love that this is becoming, I've becoming a all black everything guy because of you, if I'm being real. Because I just, we got to match aesthetics now.
That's right.
We have to.
That's right.
Okay, now I'm rocking this scarf game now.
Yeah, no, you look great. You always look great. And you look very skinny. I know you've been sick for a week.
I got to put on some weight, Jay. I lost a little bit.
Oh, God. I wish that was my problem.
Hey, you want to share some? We can work out. Maybe,
yes.
Maybe on the weekends.
Yes.
Have some kind of schedule.
I'll cut a hole in my stomach and send you some blubber.
My body is yours, Jordan. My body is yours.
Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Buzz family.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On 96.5 The Buzz.
Jeremy's already up and texting.
I go back to bed.
You hear us?
J-Dog.
That's right, J-Dog.
Hit that snooze button one more time.
She was so good. A member of the Buzz family was having an issue with buying pre-sale tickets yesterday, and I got a hold of Jeremy, and Jeremy just took care of it.
That's Mama J. Mm-hmm. Mama J. She somehow, that poor girl, she manages. Because that's a full-time job.
She never sleeps.
Oh, man.
Always listening to us.
Well, thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for making sure we're all right. Sorry to freak you out.
Did she say sorry? Okay, good.
No, that was us saying.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely. So we have a couple really cool things going on.
Big day.
In the show today. At 7 o'clock, Lisa Sims is coming in. She's a local stand-up comedian, has an all-female comedy show that happens on Saturday around here. I went to it last month or the month before, and it was so funny. We were all just crying.
Yeah, I saw some of your pics. Mm-hmm. Looked like a blast.
Yeah, there's so many good local comedians around here.
Yeah, there are.
And so...
And we're going to get to them.
Yes,
all of them.
Yes.
Every single one.
She gave me a list, and we're definitely going to start having more comedians on.
Yes.
Make this whole thing funnier. But when Lisa is on, I want to talk with her about what it's like to be a stand-up comedian because...
I'm already sweating. So uncomfortable.
I've done it a couple times. Compared to radio, it is the scariest thing on earth.
Well, they can see us.
Compared to music, it's the scariest thing on earth. I've been in front of, I don't know, 1,000 people and played my own music. Like, mm-hmm. And you have your guitar, you have your band, you're not alone. But when you're a stand-up comedian, you walk onto the stage, you look at everybody, you don't know what they've been through, mm-hmm. you don't know what offends them, you don't know how their day was, and then you get up there and the spotlight's on you and you've got this microphone, and it's just so you. It's all you.
I'm squeamish as you're saying all this.
Yes,
I don't like
yes.
it.
Stand-up comedy is the hardest thing to do. It really is one of the hardest things. So we're going to have her on at 7 o'clock, and she's going to talk about it because her show, Pomp and Hercumstance, is so good.
I'm excited.
So good. All-female show Saturday at the Rhino. And then at 7:29, people were messaging me yesterday going, I can't take any more changes. What? What's happening at 7:29?
I'm just going to sit back and sip this tea.
Sip your tea.
I'm going to sip this tea.
Sip your tea.
Woo!
First off, it's not bad.
That was great.
Second off, if you listened to the podcast yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
At the very end of the podcast, we tell you exactly what we're doing at 7:29.
That's right. The podcast heard it first.
That's right.
Mornings with Jordan Silver and Friends.
I want to start hiding Easter eggs in there.
I think that is excellent. Oh, yes.
Like,
yeah.
Somewhere in the middle of the podcast, there's a little thing that's like, hey, text blah, blah, blah to our number, and you get tickets to this and this.
Or like the lucky number was this, and then the next. Oh, yeah.
We need to do stuff like that.
I love
Maybe this is a conversation we should have off of air.
Yeah, we should give
than
it away.
On air, but
we're just giving it away.
7:29. People were just like, what's happening? I don't know. I'm so scared. Come on. I had people, friends from L.A., texting in and going, guys, there's just been so much drama. What's going on at 7:29?
I feed off of that drama. Feed me more.
Oh.
Feed me more.
That's when I just sip my tea.
Hey.
Sit back.
Cheers.
Cheers to the tea.
Cheers.
So 7:29, we've got something fun, exciting, and good.
Oh, yeah.
Fun, exciting, and good.
Mm-hmm.
No bad. And then at 7 o'clock, Lisa Sims coming in, local stand-up comedian who has an all-female comedy show that is here in Kansas City on Saturday.
It's going to be a good day, Jordan.
It really is.
He looks slightly like Barack Obama, and she's the spitting image of Fred Armisen. No, seriously, Google it. It's Hartzell and Jordan on Jordan Silver in France.
See what the Buzz family's up to this morning on social media.
Shall we proceed?
We shall.
To creep.
Mindy Facebooked, January was a tough year, but we made it. Right on. January feels like the longest month.
It's over. Hey, today's the first, right?
Are you sure it's not January 32nd?
Like, the way it's been this month, I would not put it past it. That's amazing.
Ugh,
yep.
Mindy, you're right. Feels. Gotcha.
We did go through a year last month.
Buzz family creep.
I got one. Now, I don't know what this is. At Nat Lang 22, you got this purple drink. And when I saw that, I got excited. I'm like,
Scissor.
All right. Scissorp.
I've had Scissorp.
I too have had Scissorp. We got Sizzlurped. And it was not that.
Oh.
Blueberry and cauliflower? That's a thing? Some kind of protein shake? Ooh. Hey, props to you. You're doing better work than we will ever do. But blueberry and cauliflower? Is that a thing?
Hey, you know what? Watch it be something that catches on really soon.
My stomach can't take that right now.
I know.
Not right now.
No. You can mash anything together in a smoothie blender, and it's pretty good.
Jordan.
What?
Vulgarity.
What? What? I wasn't even vulgar. Okay, so I'm looking at the Casey.
No substitute for wit. I know.
But that wasn't dirty. Okay. Casey Pet Project. I can't right now. This is like a Sarah McLachlan ASPCA commercial.
Oh, am I ready for this?
No.
No.
See, I can't have any more pets because Blanche will kill them. Yeah. So I know that I cannot adopt this dog. But I really want to. Pretty Kathy is adorable and breaks our hearts with those sad eyes. She's to meet her new local family, and she's at our main shelter. Her eyes.
Oh, look at those ears. Oh, that's a perfect dog. That's a perfect puppy.
Really?
Oh.
Somebody give Kathy a good home.
If I had some more room. Oh, I love when pets have realistic names, like Kathy. I love that. Like mine's named Marty. Martin.
Right, Martin. Martin.
Let's see here. This one makes me mad because I got my dates wrong and I am so angry I missed this at Hungry for Margaritas, which love that handle. The KC Symphony last night did the entire soundtrack of Star Wars, A New Hope.
Wait, how could you not know about this?
I thought it was next week.
Oh.
I thought it was next week. I had it written down wrong.
That is painful. Oh. I'm so sorry for you.
Can you imagine? Well, you can't because you've never seen the films, but like the Casey Symphony doing the Imperial March. I mean, Luke's theme.
Here's what we'll do.
I'm sorry.
Here's what we'll do.
I'm doing my own thing now.
Listen, I love you so much. I love you so much, and I know that this hurts so badly, that let's go after the show, get in my little Mini Cooper, okay? And make sure to turn the flux capacitor on.
Oh, Jordan.
We'll do 88 on Shawnee Mission Parkway, and hopefully we'll go back to yesterday so you can see the show, because I would do that for you, Hartzell.
You know what? Let's do it. I need that. I'm going to need that.
You think my Mini Cooper goes to 88?
88 miles. Per hour. But does it leave the flame streaks?
No, it doesn't even do that.
When it's two-wheel drive.
It's a reliable little car, I swear. JJ on Facebook said, can't sleep, but at least I have 1 week down. I can do this. And he quit smoking.
Hey-oh!
7 days, 86 cigarettes avoided. Good job, JJ.
There's apps for that. And even tells you how much you've saved,
yes,
which is awesome.
That was what he was posting. So it was really cool. It's cool when you're doing something like that to be able to physically see your progress.
You got to have something tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Congratulations, JJ. That's awesome.
Keep it going, Maine. American Heart Association. This is Wear Red Day.
Yes, it
National is. National Wear Red Day. God, that's tough.
Yes.
I can't do the
We'll get there.
That's rough.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Wear your red. I got some red on. You have red on in spirit.
I have red underwear.
Oh, Jordan. Okay.
You know.
Okay.
It's going to be a good day.
And then I got one more. My favorite one. I'm not sure Cardi B is part of the Buzz family. I don't. But apparently we follow her, which I think is hilarious.
I think that she is a good musician.
I think she's very funny.
I think what she does is packaged very well. That's what I meant to say.
Yes. Well, she has a picture that simply reads, it's a meme, and it says, it was never this cold when Obama was president. And it's a picture of Barry O just looking like Joe Cool. And I'm like, yes, thanks, Obama.
Yes, queen.
Yes.
It's Jordan Silver and friends in the morning on The Buzz.
Dude.
Uh-oh.
I just did the thing where I was like, where the hell is my phone? It was in my hand.
It happens. Hey, it's 2019.
It was in my hand.
That is an issue we have to go through now.
I've also done the thing where it's like, oh my God, where the hell are my glasses? On my face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the worst I think I've done, this is by far the worst I've done, is I've been looking for my phone as I'm on the phone with someone. Mm-hmm. That one, now that hurts. When you realize what you're doing, that one hurts. Because that's just, Hartzell, slow down. Just slow down.
So, I still have that lie detector.
Did it come in?
It did come in.
Yay. Okay, because I was nervous. I was out Monday, Tuesday, so I didn't know if you sent it back or what.
Oh, no. And
it's an investment.
The thing is, I did not want, you know, you were not feeling good all week.
No.
Definitely not on Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, no.
So the lie detector basically reads your body, your sweat. It seemed pretty accurate, too, because I tested it on Jeremy.
Okay, you tried it.
Earlier in the week, just to test it out.
Yeah.
But it does work, and I think we'll do that on Monday.
Okay, I'm
down. Because it tests how much you're sweating and like your heart rate and everything, and I just feel like you weren't in a good place.
You weren't gonna get a true number.
No,
not a real reading on that.
I would strap you into the lie detector, read that your heartbeat was like 900 beats per minute, and then have to bring you to the hospital.
Yeah, no, he's not lying. He's just dead.
Right.
That's essentially what it would be.
He's about to die. So yeah, so we'll do that. But because I ordered that off of Amazon, Amazon is suggesting some more of the weirdest things that I have ever seen.
Yeah, because now they've had to, like, recalibrate. So you're getting a refresher.
I added to the algorithm a lie detector. And so we all have that Amazon recommended part of our Amazon.
Oh, no. Don't act like we've all got this.
Yes, we do.
Oh, like we've all made the creepy lie detector bike.
No. I'm saying that we all have our own personal ones based on the things that we buy off of Amazon.
Sure.
So it knows you, I guess. I guess it does. It does. Mine, you know, I've been using Amazon for 12 years. I've spent a good deal of money there. Bought things all kinds of things on there. And so now it's just the algorithm's messed up. Mm-hmm. And it just suggests the weirdest things. Like, this is patches of turf.
Oh, just squares of turf.
That's squares of turf that interlock so that you can make a giant turf thing.
You playing football or something?
No, I live in an apartment, for crying out loud. Downtown, there's no grass. Ask any dog. There's no grass.
Exactly. That's why they sent it to you.
What?
Amazon knows.
Here is a 8-foot Japanese wood garden bridge. 8-foot bridge. An 8-foot bridge.
Okay, that's actually kind of cool.
An 8-foot bridge that goes in a garden is something that Amazon suggested for me.
Put that in your parking garage as you walk in your apartment. Find a way to make it work.
Well, I would also have to buy a troll and have it, you know, learn riddles and stuff. What walks in the morning, crawls in the evening, blah, 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 blah.
Got to pay the troll toll.
And then, okay, and then after the patches of turf and the 8-foot Japanese wood garden bridge, the next thing they suggested is a chainsaw.
What?
Chainsaw!
What is even happening?
I don't know.
This is a dumpster fire. In fact, they probably suggested that too.
Oh, let's see. Oh, funny that you say that, dumpster fire, because the next thing, look, it's a fire hydrant. No lie. The next thing that they suggested is that.
Also, how do you just buy a fire hydrant?
I don't know.
Oh, Amazon really does just have everything.
Then a sauna, a full sauna.
Then that you should probably add to your cart.
I could.
I would be okay with that one.
I could fit that in my apartment.
Yeah, go ahead and put that on for me.
And then they're called chair socks. You know, with older people and their walkers, they have those tennis balls.
Yeah.
Okay, that's basically what this is saying.
Oh, no.
So once again, it's saying that I'm some old person.
Oh, no, this is now consistent.
Which I am not a fan of.
Are they pre-cut?
Yes, of course.
Oh, no.
To make it very easy for you to put them on the chair so that they don't move.
That's intentional, then.
And then it suggested this beautiful wreath that I really would like.
For the funeral.
Wait, does that look like a funeral?
Jordan,
wreath? That's a funeral wreath?
Yeah.
Oh, I bought it, though. And I want to hang it in my apartment. The colors match.
Well,
everybody who's done any kind of interior design knows. If something matches the colors, you get it.
That's a funeral wreath. To go with your tennis balls.
And finally.
And your drawbridge to take you to the afterlife.
Well, guess what? Thank you. I've got something that I can run away. The last thing that Amazon suggested is something that I could run away from on the drawbridge, hide from it in the sauna. Hopefully it passes away so that I can put a wreath on it.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't even know you could get this on Amazon. Are you ready?
Yeah, no, take me there. What is this?
A boa constrictor.
What?
JSAF. Jordan Silver is boy. It stands for Jordan Silver and Friends.
One of the coolest things about living when we live, like in time-wise.
Like now?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Is that you do not have to be at an event to watch it anymore.
Uh-uh.
I remember when Lady Gaga did Coachella, I was watching it from my bed.
I watched all of that Coachella from my couch. I remember that year.
Were you also not wearing a bra?
I wasn't wearing any clothes.
Oh, you win.
Or I lose.
But that's the cool thing is when these giant shows stream so that everyone can see it. And that is the deal with the Foo Fighters who are playing Super Saturday Night.
The Super Saturday Night.
You said that it sounds like a...
It sounds like a wrestling pay-per-view.
I could see that.
The main event of Super Saturday Night.
I mean, it's the Foo Fighters. God only knows what they're going to do.
Honestly, Dave Grohl, he might be laying some SmackDown. He might. Mm-hmm. He always does.
So... It is live Saturday at midnight our time.
Okay.
So 11 p.m. Eastern Saturday. Foo Fighters live in Atlanta. You can watch it on Twitter at DirecTV. They're going to have a link to live stream it.
Okay.
And if you have DirecTV, channel 239.
Yes, I think that is. I have that. It's the, I've forgotten. Sundance? No. Anyway, it's on a TV screen.
Yes.
And it starts with an S, and I'm not kidding. It starts with an S. That's all I know.
This is going to be the thing that you wake up tomorrow morning at like 2 a.m. and you just start sweating and screaming. It's the name of Channel 239. But everybody can watch. You don't have to be in Atlanta. You don't have to have purchased the ticket. You can watch the Foo Fighters, one of the greatest bands of all time, live Saturday for Super Saturday Night, live in Atlanta, and it's on at midnight our time. Watch it. Go to DirecTV on Twitter, and you'll be able to find it.
Mornings with Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
It's Jordan Silver and friends on 96.5 The Buzz, and we have local stand-up comedian Lisa Pockets here with us. Welcome.
Hi, I'm glad to be here. It's exciting.
I'm excited for your show because I saw it last month. And it was so good.
Oh, thank you.
It was so funny to be able to... Going to a comedy show is always going to be a good time, it feels like.
See, I'm glad you think that because I certainly don't feel like that all the time.
Is that because you're putting them on or...
No. The ones I put on are amazing and you should definitely go.
Truth.
But no, I mean, like I go to a lot of mics and everything and not every show is a banger. Let's just say that.
Okay, so here's the thing. I came here and I attempted stand-up in Los Angeles. That's where I lived before here. Mm-hmm. And every open mic was just rolling on the floor laughing because...
Not in Kansas City.
See, I was going to ask you about the scene. What is it like here?
Well, I do like the scene and I like the people a lot, but it's more just like, you know, we ain't LA to say.
God, I hate that. Mm-hmm.
Sorry to disappoint. If anyone wants to go to an open mic, I encourage it. Like you will see stuff you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, everyone is like generally really nice. And there's definitely some people who are like heavy hitters, I would say, like people who are really like just being awesome every single time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's still an open mic and that means any Tom, Dick or Larry can come and say their piece.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's hit or miss with them.
Right.
With them sometimes
comedians use open mics to kind of practice mm-hmm. what they want to do when they do an actual show.
Right.
So I did it in LA and it was so scary. It's so scary. Is it scary for you? Have you been doing it long enough where it's no longer scary?
So I've actually been doing it since I was 17.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So
and you're 18 now.
Oh, I wish. No, I'm 23 now.
Okay.
But because I'm old. But I yeah.
No. Not on this show, ma'am. No, Lisa Pockets, you are
sorry,
not old.
Sorry. I say that in front of my mom and I'm waiting for her to just slap me in the face one of these days.
I cannot hit you, but I will just look at you sternly.
Sternly. Yeah. But anyways, so like I obviously like I do get nervous. There are certain shows. Like I just did a show at the Improv.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was a really good show. But I like was kind of nervous for that. And then I was like, two shots, I'll take care of that. Yoink. And then yeah.
So I took some classes in LA. One was at the Comedy Store and one was this other guy that had his own practice. And they would not let us drink before we got on.
Yeah. Honestly, though, it is kind of a good rule of thumb. But and it's funny, my parents are literally like, you're better when you're sober, Lisa. And I was like, you guys just don't want to be like an alcoholic like everyone else in our family.
Oh, God.
So
Lisa Pockets, speaking about the Pocket family somewhere in the area. So what was it like the first time that you got on stage? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. There's a video of it.
Great.
Which is just... Papa painful okay. if you really want to see something that's going to bum you out. No, I remember like because I was, you know, 17 And I was like really into YouTube at the time. And I just assumed, hey, I'll just be like a really excited vlogger, except like on stage. So you can imagine just how terrible it was. But I was really excited to go my first time up, because like me and my one of my good friends were just like hanging out at this bar, which is what you do when you're 17 and live in kind of a small town.
Why did I just let that fly over my head? I'm bad.
Sorry.
No. Yes, 17 bar. Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, it makes me feel better. I didn't drink because the owner like literally knew who I was and my parents. So he knew that I would hang out there for comedy.
Okay.
I would not drink if that makes this better on the radio.
This sounds like the perfect beginning of your biography.
Is it, or like, is it just sad? I don't know. There's two.
If you were drinking and doing like heroin in the bathroom,
then it is sad.
Yes.
But I wasn't. I was just like, wee, let's eat Cheetos and do comedy. And like all like the older men, they'll be there like, okay, honey, let's you do what you need to do. But yeah, I went up the only girl on the scene at the time. And I was just like this little spry little lady just doing my thing, just not being good at comedy yet. Because when you start, unless you're like a messiah, you really aren't good at comedy when you start. Although I have seen it done and it makes me viscerally mad.
Me too.
Yeah.
And it's not until you try it once.
I'm never. This whole conversation, I'm just sweating over here. This is all so too much for me.
Take off your little scarf.
No, I can't, because that's hiding all this sweat, because this whole conversation is one big panic attack for me.
So you would never do it, Hartson?
Never. Unless I lose a bet or my life has taken a dark turn. I will never.
Okay,
ever be
rude.
On stage. No.
I know. This is somebody who's making
like,
their life.
Life a dark turn.
No,
for
you guys are so much better at this than I will ever. No, for me, if I got on stage, that means that I messed up. So that's how it would be.
No,
for me.
See, that's the fear of it. And I felt that same exact way, too. That's why I took a class first, where they really just put you out in the middle of the ocean.
So go in a room with more people who can stare at me and laugh at my not funny jokes. And no.
Something that I learned, and tell me if I'm wrong, is it's more of your presence on stage rather than even the jokes.
I ain't got that either.
Yeah. So like a lot of what I've noticed in my long time in comedy, that it's a lot of it is cadence.
Mm-hmm.
Like obviously have good jokes that aren't super hacky, but at the end of the day, like if you have a voice that works for comedy, like you will go really far just with probably, I don't even want to say average jokes, that sounds mean, but like jokes that usually comics come up with the first 1 to 2 years, but if you have good cadence, you'll like skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
And you have good like presence.
Mm-hmm.
What if you have none of those things?
Shut up, Hartzell.
I don't
turn your damn mic off.
Any of that. Cadence, I can't talk.
By 2019.
Says the guy on radio.
Hey,
thank you.
Again.
Thank you, Lisa Pocket. Thank you very much.
I like really being referred to my first and last name. It makes me feel like I'm more famous than I am, which is not at all.
No, you are so famous because you are so funny, and I love Pomp and Circumstance. It's great, and that's going to be Saturday, tomorrow, at the Rhino.
Yes.
It's going to be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what it is usually and then how it's different now?
Yeah, so usually I realized recently that people don't really get this reference. So it's supposed to be playing on the pun, pomp, and circumstance.
Mm-hmm. People don't get that?
Okay, yeah. I've had like 6 people be like, what does circumstance mean? And I went, oh, no.
Oh.
Are they Gen Xers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that'll do it.
Mm. Just y'all useless, by the way. Gen X, y'all useless. Sorry, as you were.
There's like one 17-year-old with a single tear just like crying.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
SoundCloud rapper.
One SoundCloud rapper crying. First of all, they should already be crying.
They're like, I'm not Post Malone. I'm so sad.
What is Circumstance?
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, so Pomp and Circumstance, it's called that because it's usually an all-female show, because I kind of saw like a need that needed to be filled, like in Kansas City especially. And not to say that there are not any female comics, because that's certainly not true. Mm-hmm. How else would I have a show?
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely just a lack of them, and I've noticed that throughout my whole time in comedy. And it just like feels really good to be surrounded by people who are similar to you, having the same goals as you, and then just like kicking butt.
Good for you.
Yes,
we don't have to use
stage.
That dump button that you asked a question about.
There we go.
And cut the 4 seconds because you swore.
Right. Well, don't tell the secrets of the radio to the people.
Jordan, hush.
Damn it. You're right.
Hush.
How am I supposed to do the rest of this interview if you tell me to hush?
You make a point.
So, but the show's going to be different.
Yeah. So since it's just in February, it's going to be our Valentine show, which essentially means a big hunky man is going to host it.
Ooh.
There was like so much silence. I was just staring at Jordan.
I had to do something. I didn't know what to do.
And she didn't know how to react to
See,
that.
See, that would be the reaction after every joke I made in stand-up. See, that's why I don't do any of that. That's why.
Big hunky man. Like, I just started thinking of steak. That's where I went in my head.
Well, it's more like, so he's actually turning 40, like, okay. Tomorrow. Like,
congratulations.
Yeah, he's not excited about it.
Oh, no, I know. I wouldn't either. Sorry. Because I'm very close to that. That's why I said that.
Right. But he's, no, I've actually known him since I started doing stand-up. I started doing stand-up with him. He's a Columbia comedian. He runs his own show called Pints and Punchlines at Rose Music Hall in Columbia, Missouri. Mm-hmm. You guys are over there.
M-I-Z, baby.
Yeah.
That's where he went to school.
A My true bastard right son. Now. Oh, nice. I dropped out, so.
Oh, rock on. Rock so on. Did, do you remember my co-host last time?
Yeah.
Caitlin Rounds?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
She's my best friend, and yep. She also dropped out of Mizzou.
Hey,
what,
yo,
up?
What up?
Yeah.
Caitlin,
Caitlin Rounds. You want to give out her social security?
Yeah, really quick. So it's 591. Okay. I might know it, though, because we're that close.
I love that.
She
I
tells
love
me
that.
Every time she has a BM.
I love that.
So.
Wow. That's how Hartzell and I are now.
That's been this week. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. True friendship.
So you're going to have a big hunky man. Wow, that sounded unnatural.
Man, me.
Sorry.
A big hunky man.
Yes.
Hartzell, take this.
All I got is man meat. That's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I
That's
got.
Worse. That's worse.
No, that was a good addition.
Thank you.
I liked it.
So he's going to be hosting.
Yes. And he's an amazing host. He hosts mostly that show in Columbia. And I've known him for a long time. He's a bartender and he's like super funny. Just like really quick. And he's going to do a great job. And I think it'll be fun too. Like the whole time we're going to be like, so if you want to date with Rob, come on and try to laugh at her jokes. It'll take a lot more than that. He deserves a lot more. He's a great person.
Okay. But, is anybody going to be jumping out of a cake for him?
No. Look, I'm making a cake.
Okay.
But it's not going to be large enough to even fit a small woman.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That's okay.
Sorry to disappoint.
Well, then you have to throw it in his face, right?
Right.
Okay.
Because we are getting married. So it's going to be fall 2019. It's going to be beautiful. I'm really excited.
40 and 23. Wow. I love it. Way to go.
So LA.
Who are some of the other comedians that are going to be there?
Yeah, so that's why I have my phone out, because I definitely promised that I like booked a show, but also sometimes you have a lot of things in your brain. Okay, everybody?
Absolutely.
I okay, mean, Jordan, okay? Is that okay?
Yes.
Can you stop yelling at me not remembering every single comedian that's on my show?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the lineup we have is Katie Kernan. She'll probably be up first. She's another one of my good friends. We went to school together, Truman State, if anyone... It's fine. Doesn't matter. But she's awesome.
Heard a cricket somewhere.
Yeah. Just doesn't like really matter. Light crickets. I also like got a painting degree from there, so it really doesn't matter.
Your parents must be so proud. Did they pay?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Which well, it's even weirder. I was like, how supportive do you guys have to be to like let me be a comedian and an artist? Like, that's on you.
I'm telling
you. Should have done a better job of being mean to me. I would have been a lawyer if you would have punched me like once.
But instead, non-violent childhood, and now I'm a comedian.
Perfect childhood, really supportive parents, fed me all the time, and went to everything I did, even if it was dumb. God, what a waste, you know? I could have been a doctor. Anyways, so we'll also have local comedian Hillary Hope. She's pretty fun. Another really great local, Anna Mae Smith. She's also like a really pretty well-known improviser. She's really fun. Amira Sanders, another great local
stand-up
comedian.
She was hilarious.
Yeah, she's a dream. Mm-hmm. She's another one of my good friends.
I need to have her on the show very soon.
Yeah.
She's
yeah,
great.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a delight. And then Caitlin Rounds, who I mentioned before. And then our headliner is going to be Susanna Lee, who actually saw... she actually got booked on the show by someone who else who helps me book the show, Kyle Hopkins. Mm-hmm. He's another great comedian.
She's excellent, too. I love her. She's great.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. a dream. I, like, literally met her for the first time tonight. I was like, hi, I'm sorry. This is the first time I'm meeting you. I'm sorry, but you're on my show. And she went, oh, my God. I was
very
like,
nice.
It's just me. But, yes, hello, Susanna.
Wait,
but,
so yeah. Are you not performing?
I am.
Okay. Oh, was that a surprise? Shoot.
No, no,
you want me
no.
Hit the dump button?
Okay. No, no. No dumping right now.
You heard that, Hartzell. No dumping.
All right, fine. All right.
Keep it in your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the best I can.
So, yeah, I'll probably do something with Rob. Like, so I'll probably do some, like, silly host stuff with him. And maybe, like, in the middle, he'll probably do, like, some bits, and I'll probably do some bits. Because, like, I've been trying to get my coworkers to come, and they're just like, well, your name isn't on the poster. I was like, well, I made the poster. Like, I'm going to be there.
Right.
Like, it's a thing.
Right.
So, yeah, like, I'll be there. I don't know. If I'm your only pull to go to that show, I mean, yeah, I guess... Are you entertained so far? Then sure.
I think so. Okay, I think so. Yeah. And you are talking about Pomp and Herkimstance.
Yes.
Happening Saturday at the Rhino. What time are doors and what time is it?
Doors are at 7 and show is at 8, and it's 10 buckarinos.
Cash.
As we like to say it in the biz.
Buckarinos?
Yeah.
How many pesos?
So two? I don't know what the exchange rate is.
Yes. Lisa Pockets, please, anytime you want to come in, like anytime you want to wake up early, just call me from the parking lot. Girl, I'm here. Let me on the radio. My friends and I are here. This has been so much fun.
Oh, thanks.
Pomp and Herkimstance, Saturday at the Rhino, a all female except for the host.
Right, the hunky man.
The hunky man. Right. Meat. Man, yep. Meat.
There she is.
Yes.
There
she
is.
Go check it out.
She like grimaces every time she says man.
And I love men as friends, but not as... So I was trying to pick a song that would fit this, and we have nothing with the title funny. We have nothing with the ha-ha, but we do have aha.
So Jordan, Silver, and Friends on The Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Still at the club.
Still at the club. We still read news at the club.
Imagine if we do like a story about a dog dying or something, and then it's just like, hey, a dog died.
In other news, the dog got put down today.
Yeah, right? I don't like that.
Right when the downbeat happens.
I know. We need to write new music for this.
This is what happens
when you outsource. Okay, so... In music news,
that's funny.
Panic at the Disco tweeted, quote, the Polar Vortex tour continues.
Oh, I saw that one. Yeah, that was funny.
So they have renamed their tour, but they're going to be pleasantly surprised that tomorrow it's going to be 55 here.
Mm-hmm. I heard a little bit warmer, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so take a little bit hiatus from the Polar Vortex
that's
tour.
Right. Well, and stay here, Brendan, as much as you want. If there's nothing but the Polar Vortex around you, stay here with us.
Mm-hmm. We can just stay and we can warm you up, man. It's good.
Have you ever played Fortnite?
Yeah, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Me neither.
I am that guy. It's fine. It's just a fine game.
Marshmello is rumored to be playing a live set on Fortnite this weekend. I know that a lot of people play that game, so I just said it. Whatever that means, you'll have to figure it out.
What a Marshmello thing to do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'll say about that.
And yesterday, Cage the Elephant dropped a new song called Ready to Let Go from their album Social Cues that comes out April 19th. And we've played it a lot.
Yeah, we were one of the first to play that.
It's good.
It's very good.
Very, very good. In local news, Kansas City school districts celebrate the highest state performance scores ever.
Oh, good for them. That's excellent.
Dude.
Prop up your public schools. I am so for that.
I got like a 200. I didn't even get the points for signing my name right.
Okay, so you got to remember, Jordan, this is Midwest. We do ACTs around here. You're an SAT.
Mm-hmm.
We're an ACT. So 200 means nothing to me. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, it means really bad.
Okay.
I did so bad.
I cheated on mine, so.
Oh, it's my boy.
Thank you, 27. All right, so in today's local news, which should just be titled Because Mizzou, this happened yesterday.
One year... postseason ban is for this year's baseball and softball teams and next fall's football team. That includes conference tournaments and championship games. The penalties come as a result of a Mizzou tutor completing coursework for 12 different student athletes.
Oh, God.
Okay, and I say this because this is such a Mizzou thing to happen, okay? Mizzou, of where I used to go to school, they self-reported this, okay? In the hope that by self-reporting, you'll get a lenient sentence, right? Because the same kind of thing happened in the University of North Carolina, and they literally just created a class. Just created a class, multiple hundred athletes taking this class to get an easy A. Nothing happened to them! And they didn't even self-report, but Mizzou self-reports. This tutor takes some tests for like 12 kids, and we're banned for a year. It's tough enough for Mizzou to make a bowl game. Ugh. I have thoughts. I'm upset.
I know.
I'm upset.
I took a Western Civ class, and the teacher's name was Easley, Mr. Easley, and he was an easy A. Son of a bitch died while we were in his class. And then this really, really, really hard lady came, and I failed it.
See? That should be an automatic A. That's trauma.
I know.
It's trauma.
Right? This was He died a week after September 11th, 2001, too.
Oh, Jesus.
In national news.
Conditions were ideal for a free A on that one.
In national news, the Fiji water girl, who was turned into a meme after people saw her in the background of the Golden Globes, she is suing Fiji Water.
Whew.
So Fiji water,
yeah,
how
does that happen?
I guess what Fiji water did was they created a cardboard cutout of her likeness without asking her and promoting the Fiji water girl.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
You can't do stuff like that.
No, lawsuits suck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that makes sense. I get it. This actually just broke. Look at us, JSAF, breaking news. You got a new fellow who's entered the race for president of the United States. His name, Corey
Lump. Oh, I know music really well. I don't know politics.
That was really good. Oh, POTUS, Lump, good. No, not so much. This, Cory Booker.
Together, America, we will rise. I'm Cory Booker, and I'm running for president of the United States of America.
There you go. A stacked card already to enter the field.
My bad. I forgot that.
That should be played at inauguration. There you go. So he joins a field of...
Okay, I turned the wrong one off.
You did it again? Look at you. That's foreshadowing. Forgive Look at you. Me. Foreshadowing.
I wanted to play it after, but nope. Okay. Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, he joins a crowded field. Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, one of my favorites, Kristen Gillibrand of New York, Julian Castro from Texas. He's pretty cool. Tulsi Gabbard out of Hawaii. She kind of sucks, if I'm being honest. There you go. Should be a good time. Should be fun.
And in entertainment news, Netflix confirms You, season 2, with a new female lead. It's the girl who played Nellie, the younger sister, on The Haunting of Hill House.
This is big for you.
This is huge, because I loved The Haunting of Hill House, and I also love You.
Without giving too much away, did you think you were going to get a season 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was already rumored that it was going to happen, but now Netflix has confirmed it. They do not have a date for when it's going to come out, but I'm excited. I actually kind of really like Netflix taking people from certain other series and just putting them all in other Netflix series.
It's like the old golden age of Hollywood back when you worked for the studio.
Yes.
So you do all their films for a year. God, I sound so old.
Exactly. No, you appreciate older films.
I took one intro to film study class, junior college, you know.
Google Plus. Right.
Okay.
Google Plus. Do you even remember your login?
I didn't do it. Okay. I didn't even do one.
Well, see, because of that, Google Plus is closing on April 2nd, closing their app.
I honestly didn't know they were still around.
They launched in June of 2011 to compete with Facebook, and by your and my reaction, yeah, unfortunately,
who was
their
big spokesperson? Because you remember that same time MySpace did a relaunch, and it was Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, poor MySpace.
That atrocity?
Poor MySpace.
Google Plus, RIP. We will rebuild.
And to me, the most ridiculous news story, Kelsey Carter. Do you remember who that is?
Yeah. Oh, man, we went way, way back. She and I.
You don't remember her?
No.
She's the Australian singer.
Oh.
They got the Harry Styles face tattoo.
God, you're so good at that.
Thank you. It was fake.
No.
Yes. We fell for it. The artist that got the Harry Styles, like, almost prison tattoo on the side of her cheek that was huge, and it went all over the internet. It was fake.
No, we got worked. No.
The reason is because she was trying to think of, in social media these days, how could she get people's attention to get them talking about her new song, Harry.
Oh, this is a work. It's a gimmick. Life is wrestling. That's well done, because that tattoo was so bad.
Right.
Like, that couldn't have been real.
Right. Well, it looked real. It even looked red from just being done.
Yeah.
So whoever did the makeup / fake tattoo for that, you know, I mean, we are living in a time where you could do something amazing and it would just get buried under people opening presents on YouTube.
You got to find your in.
You do. And so, I mean, if the whole point was to get people talking about her new song.
Well done.
She did a great job.
He's listening. You're listening to Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
What you got, Jordan?
Sunday plans.
Oh.
Are you watching it?
I have not decided.
Neither? Neither has 50% of the country.
Yeah, I don't even know. Honestly, probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Also, about 50% of the country are just like, we don't really care anymore after, especially with us, with what happened. I have some audio explaining why people are not very excited about this big game.
Oh, yes. Let me hear this.
All right,
yes.
Here you go. Shoot.
Shut up.
Research. not Titanic. Sorry. Okay, here we go.
Casey's Remington Research Group just finished a new poll which shows outside of New England and the West Coast, the Rams-Patriots Super Bowl's not popular. Nationally, 44% say they do not care who wins on Sunday.
Nationally, people don't care as well. Almost 50% of the nation are completely uninterested in watching the game, but even more so in Kansas City specifically.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why.
This is weird. Yeah.
I wonder why.
Who's to say?
Well, an expert said, this expert speaks on this news story, and I think he can sum up how we all feel.
Michael Atchison is a sports historian, and he's a big Chiefs fan.
What do you hope to see on Sunday?
Like a sinkhole, maybe, that would swallow the whole stadium and both the teams. It would be my preference.
My guy. Yep. That's what I'll be watching on Sunday.
Right.
That's what I'll be watching.
A sinkhole. Just take a pfft. Get rid of them.
Just straight up, was it Dark Knight Returns? When the whole field just self-destructs. That's
yep,
what I want.
Yep.
That's what I want.
And so here are some of the reasons why people don't care about the big game.
Atchison believes there's any number of reasons why people in KC and New Orleans are calling this year's game the Stupid Bowl. Patriot fatigue, Tom Brady, and of course, the wounds are still fresh from the Chiefs' loss to the Patriots in the AFC title game.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
maybe a little bit of that.
Yeah, that part didn't. That's fine.
Maybe a little bit of that.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Just a scotch upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near. I was so excited for that other game. I don't even like football. I don't like football. I've never been a football fan. But hanging out with everybody in the community, outside in the freezing cold of the PNL, watching the game on the big screen, I felt part of Kansas City, and it was amazing.
Part of being from Kansas City is also knowing that in those situations for those kind of games where we don't win those a lot. Welcome to Kansas City.
And that was a great game.
It was a good game.
I mean, talk about just like holding your breath. Every 5 seconds, something different was happening. That was the
Surabadiolata
Mocha Chocolata.
Oh, that was close.
Creole.
Oh, that was close.
I think Lady Marmalade is my walkaway song.
That's the name of the game on Sunday, right?
Okay, so here's the deal.
The Fighting Marmalades.
We personally, it was in that news story, and that's fine because it's a news person that said it, but we cannot say the name of the game. I don't know if you're flipping through the radio and also noticing that people are calling it the big game.
Yeah.
Because we are not allowed to say what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You found out why?
Yeah, NFL, it's pretty straightforward. NFL, they just trademarked it. So, it's just that simple, you know? They have that kind of power. When you charge $4 million a pop for a big game ad, I almost did it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get it. I understand that. I get it, I guess. But the NFL, man, they just suck.
Fun sponges. But we can have fun with this.
What was that?
Fun sponge. What? You ever heard that term?
I haven't.
Fun sponge.
Fun sponge.
It's usually me after 8 o'clock on a weeknight.
Waka waka.
Well, hey, I'm here. I need to go to sleep. Fun sponge.
Fun sponge.
So, NFL being total fun sponges about letting us say the name. So, I'm wondering if the Buzz family could come up with something better. Something that we actually can say that fits it. Somebody tweeted in, Slumberjack13 tweeted in, it's the Supper Bowl. You're probably eating when you watch it anyway.
It's true. That's a good point. I like that. That plays.
Good point. They called it the Stupid Bowl.
That was maybe one of my favorites.
Yeah, I kind of like the Stupid Bowl. But if you have a name that we could say to replace what it is called, what the big game, that's what they tell us to say, is called on Sunday, text us. Text us what you think.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and friends, check.
Just in time to make sure that we don't get in trouble.
You never get in trouble.
Well, this is really hard because both Hartzell and I almost said it on air just about 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You know you can.
Wait, what?
You cannot.
Right, exactly.
Right, you can't.
Exactly. So I started to say it and then I used my leaving song. His is Like a Stone.
Like a Stone.
I've seen it. I've seen him back out that door.
Oh, you've seen it too?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, God. We all have.
Mine is apparently Lady Marmalade, because that's what I went into when I go, Sumoca Chocolata.
It worked, actually. It worked.
All right.
It worked. Remix.
So, NFL won't let radio say the name of Sunday's big football game.
Right.
We know
this. Pay a lot of money. It's like a big thing.
Yeah, so.
Stupid.
It's always been suggested that we refer to it as the big game.
Of course.
What was that? Do that again.
That was a very deep part of my... The big game.
Thank you. That's all I need. Thank you.
I am very bad at naming things. This is not my forte, but I know that the Buzz family is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Because I see it on social media. I see it in the text line. So what are some other names that we could use to refer to the game on the air for the last 40 minutes that we're here?
Well, I mean, you can always just go like soup or bowl.
Question mark. Question mark.
S-O-U-P.
Right.
See, I'm glad you're here. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're here. Right.
Or if that's too much, just call it the bread bowl.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh.
Soup.
Bread. I'm sorry.
What about the bowl?
I'm sorry.
What about the
bowl? That's all I got. That's really all I got.
Bowl haircut.
Sure, if you want it.
Okay. This is why I'm not good at naming things.
Yeah, it's not really.
This
good.
Is really, you just,
mine was bad. Yours was
great. No, yours was great.
It took me a while, but
it's
a
way around it.
I like that one.
We have heard.
Thanks for the fake laugh.
No, that was legit. That's a pop.
We've heard stupid bowl.
Okay.
I like that one, especially with the team that's playing.
Yep.
Somebody, a member of the Buzz family, tweeted in supper bowl because we're all eating.
True.
I said butt bowl. Two T's. Butt.
You just like the word butt.
I'm a butt man. And I'm an ass man.
What has the... I need to give everybody here some Adderall so I can focus.
Yeah, good God.
We're talking about the big game.
Yes.
This I know is how much we care about the big game, really, is
believe
what it comes
me,
down to.
I yep. feel the same exact way. Actually, 50% of America feels the same way. There was just a study that said that nobody cares. No one's going to watch it.
No, sports ball.
That's it. That's the name.
But sports ball.
Sports ball.
But it's because they don't like the teams that are playing.
Yeah.
They're over it.
And now, like, all of the artists that have done the halftime show are coming out saying that it's just terrible. Like, no one cares about
I mean, I would care if the Chiefs were in the...
If the Chiefs were
Super Salad Bowl.
There you go.
Super Salad. Hey,
Super
one.
Salad.
That works. Write that one down. Points.
Soup or salad. What does the Buzz text line say, Hartzell?
I'm just going to read this one because this one might be the best one. Instead of calling it XX, instead, go with mediocre plate. I love that. I love that.
Instead of blank blank.
Yes.
Mediocre plate.
On Sunday, we
so
watching
you got
the big plate.
Of both words.
I know, I understand.
You're like looking at like, maybe? You don't think so?
Mediocre. No, I think that's hilarious.
Mediocre plate. That's excellent.
I'm scared. My anus is tight.
Oh. Okay.
Because this is a very scary.
It's come up twice
we're
this
just,
week, by the
we're
way.
We're dancing around the rim of a volcano right now.
Well, yeah. That's what we do.
Oh, no. Stop it.
I don't want to dance
late
around.
Today, but that's, I don't know why I'm so late today, but y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop.
I don't want to owe that. NFL. Can we even say that?
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning on 96.5. The Buzz.
What? Yep.
What?
Chlorine. I like that one.
I like that band.
Yeah. They unapologetically.
Whatever they want, do it.
Damn straight. They literally can do whatever they want.
Seriously.
Everybody loves them. So today is Friday the 13th.
Is it really? No, it's not. Oh. Hold on. What are you talking about? Today's the first.
I know. It's our 13th show together.
Man, I have been so slow today. I am not picking this up at all today. Okay, yes. Lucky number 13.
Yes, that's happy, right. I wrote it on my hand.
Happy anniversary, Jordan.
It's our 13th. Yeah, our 13th.
Lucky number 13.
So because you were so sick earlier this week, I did not want to strap you up to the lie detector. But
yeah, thank you for that.
I still have it. I put poor Jeremy on it.
Oh, it's amazing, let me tell you.
I asked her I went through all the names of the gentlemen that work at this station and asked who was the hottest, and she was like, no.
It's all no. Yes or no questions.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't a difficult question to answer, Jeremy.
No,
yeah,
but
you just say no.
Listen, she is able to pass a test. I wouldn't.
I was right here.
You weren't here.
In spirit.
She didn't ask about you.
You were on the toilet. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No,
it was the second name. I'm going to pull it up from the podcast. We don't have the audio for that show.
Sorry, I was pooping.
No. That was me. What is everybody doing this weekend? Because it is an action-packed weekend in Kansas City.
What is the move? What you got going on? What you doing?
Panic. I'm ready. I'm so ready for Panic at the Disco tomorrow. Oh, Brendan Urie's going to be here.
It's going to let
I
it happen
can't wait.
To you.
I can't wait.
I'm going to go with Jeremy. Because we're Siamese twins.
Oh, she's going with me. Good to know.
First
all right.
Invite?
What? You asked.
I did, and you said no.
Right, but then I had to move the side saddle horse riding thing to another week.
It's the first invite of 2019, huh?
Oh, no. No, no, no. I've invited her to dinner.
No, no, no. On Jordan's end.
Oh, that she's actually accepted?
Because she asked for that ticket from you. See, yeah. See how it is when she needs something.
I know. Oh, yeah, I know.
She comes and asks all the questions.
Yeah, that's when we're friends.
I don't like when you guys talk. I don't like it. It hurts my feelings.
I understand. I'm sloppy seconds. That's fine. Oh, story of my life.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
I got it. Sloppy seconds.
Not going to answer that.
I get it.
Look at her deflect like a politician.
Mm-hmm.
So,
she gave me the winky eye. I know that answer.
We're going to go to Panic at the Disco. I'm excited to see.
Good to know.
Members. You know what? Fine. I'll just call Brendan myself. Actually, I know a guy who runs the label side, so whatever. I'll see you there, even if you don't want to see me there.
The guy you know?
Yeah.
I know his boss.
Uh-oh! Uh-oh!
I'm just saying.
Uh-oh, yo. Uh-oh.
You need me. Oh. You need me. You love me.
Of course I do.
You love me.
Do you want a kiss?
I brought my hairbrush.
Shut up. That's more intimate than kissing.
Can I film it? I just want to film it.
Yes. Yes, you can. What are you doing this weekend, Hartzell?
I'll be filming this weekend. No, we have Party Artie over at Nelson Atkins. That'll be a good time.
Awesome.
Oh, that is fun,
gonna
too.
Dress in decadence, Napoleon feel. Should be a good time.
Ooh.
And my girlfriend's doing some of the Instagram stuff for him.
Yay.
So Asia going to work, and I'm going to get saucy. Saucy.
Tag me in the babes photos, please.
There's usually like models walking around, and
it's a lot. I have no business. We went.
Oh,
together.
We went. We've been a couple of times.
Wait a minute. There's models running around.
What do these two have in common? Well, they both like women. Monday morning on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Oh, Hartzell, Monday, I am going to strap you into a lie detector.
Oh, it is time. It is time.
How do you feel about this?
A little sweaty. Is that going to break it?
Oh, it's going to register at least.
Oh, God, here we go. Here we go.
God, I'm going to ask you questions about, I don't know, I need the weekend to think.
Take all the time you need.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.